afternoon, good evening, good morning. Where are you on this great planet Earth? I'm talking to you. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor and have my great interdimensional beings with me today. I'm talking to you from Washington, from the northwest of this wonderful country. Where are you? I love doing this show. The show is called Radiance by Design. And what we do on this show, I'm an energy worker. That's someone who believes that subtle energy, and I work with subtle energy. I believe in it, but I also work on moving subtle energy in order to create and enhance the life that we believe we can have. And so I'll get you to call in and ask questions. You'll get a mini reading, all right? But also what I will teach, or what I tend to teach with my guides. My guides teach me, and I teach you, or I pass it on. But as we move our energy, we change our reality, and a lot of us are working hard trying to manifest a more conscious reality, a reality that we choose, learning to move with the plasticity of reality instead of putting up with what we used to call the wheel. That is, the reality that is sort of predicated by what's been encoded in our cells, in our DNA, because of our family of origin, our lineage, our soul history, our past lives, and so on. A lot of that just sort of tripped us up and had us attract over and over again great puddings of reaction, great pools of reaction that came in the form of other people, life's lessons, karmic lessons, and so on. And you know what we're learning lately over and over again, and it isn't necessarily a piece of cake to learn this, incidentally. Okay, what we're learning is that we can actually create our reality and move past those potholes of reaction that we all face, our programming, our habits, our downfalls, our, some people will have like a memory, and it's not a conscious memory. Perhaps it's from lifetime in the Pleiades, or maybe when you left some universal galactic system in order to come as a soul to the Earth, to go through this amazing learning curve here, and you had some kind of community downfall. Or you're a great inventor and your invention was taken and destroyed the area in which you were. So in this lifetime, many, many thousands of years, if not millions later, if time isn't always of the essence when you're talking about the universe. But in any case, here you are trying to create and invent something wonderful. And inside there's that pulsing terror of it creating problems for other people and for yourself. So as we move forward, we often find things holding back in us that we can't necessarily explain or we cannot easily explain. So my work as an energy counselor is all about, if you call in with your, for your mini reading, it's all about finding out what's pulsing underneath the situation, what kind of influences are coming, either universal influences or cellular influences or family of origin influences or beliefs and reactive influences. What's going on in your programming that might get in the way of your creating the reality you desire? So we'll go back to our wonderful inventor. What goes on in the reality that that person is experiencing that gives that person fear as they step forward to presenting the invention? Then we go back in and we find out in that person's body, mind, and the guides help us a great deal. And we access not necessarily the memories of those times, but we access the feelings of those times, and then we move it energetically. How do we move it? Well, sometimes it's really hard. It's like you take a focus, and we start doing energy flows, and the next thing you know, things pop free, and the person shifts their entire concept of how they were going to go ahead with their plan, with their design, with their reality choice. So, call in with your questions. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I love to give you mini readings, but I also warn you, and it's not really a warning, is it? I also tell you that we will be working with you to help you create the reality you want by releasing the old stuff. And now, as most of you know, one of the things the guides have taught, oh, and welcome to the show for any of you who are new. One of the things that the guides have taught us to do recently is to set up a vibrational structure. And in that structure, our manifestations, our dreams, and the realities that we want to create are enhanced. It means it gives them energy. If you can set up consciously that vibrational energy around you instead of just letting it be whatever you've picked up in your day or whatever's pulsing through the universe. If you can take conscious charge of those structures around you, well, holy mackerel, you can create all kinds of reality that you might have just eventually created, but it might have been slower, or maybe you wouldn't have been able to create it. So I'm not saying it's the answer, and many of you have watched The Secret or What the Bleep. Hey, we already have a caller, Goody, and this is even before the structures. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Veronica. This is Brian from Indiana.
Hi, Brian from Indiana. Welcome to the show again. Brian often calls, and I do enjoy your call.
Thank you so much. I just had a real quick two questions.
First of all, how's your child?
He feels okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, he seems fine.
Okay, good. Anyway, you had two quick questions, so go ahead.
Two quick questions. The first one is, this past weekend, right before I laid down to go to sleep, I was up pretty late, but I went into a meditative state, and I was directing my mind toward out there in the universe, and I came upon a face that just appeared into my third eye.
Great.
And I want to know what this face, I'll just kind of describe it for you.
Okay.
The face was maybe androgynous, more female or male, I couldn't tell, but it had a crown on their head, like a golden crown or some sort, and it had like blue sapphire stones on the side of it. And I don't know if this is a guide just appearing. I mean, it's so vividly, it just, boom, flashed right into my third eye, and I could see it. And I don't know if they're trying to give me a message.
It's very much a guide. It's a very beloved and powerful guide. It looks
like it's just unreal, Veronica. And I was like, wow. Usually I only have these in my dreams. But
well,
that
you know
flash
what?
Came through so strong.
And how was the vibration around it?
It was pretty powerful. It felt like loving. It didn't feel threatening or anything. It was just amazing.
That's your clue right there. If you.
It was a bluish flash. It was just
wonderful.
Weird.
Oh, I love things like that, Brian. I'm jealous. Not really, but but that's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And also, you can always tell by the feeling that comes through, because the ascended ones, the beings of consciousness, are very much of love. And you do feel lifted when you meet them. Sometimes when I have those experiences, I just weep with gratitude. It reminds us where we're headed and what's out there.
Yes. But I would like to know, where is this being coming from, and is it kind of more, do you feel if it's kind of more male or female energy?
I feel like it's male, but very, very sensitive, and also the guides immediately say seventh dimension, and I don't know how to delineate the dimensions, because if you listen to enough people, you never be quite sure.
Sure.
But the guides today are saying the seventh dimension.
Any kind of light that you see around this being?
I do. I see a very soft and a very radiant golden light, but it seems to have a bit of the platinum light in it.
Wow.
So it's very beautiful. There's a lot of, like, blue, it's kind of a white, purple, sky blue.
Yeah.
And, you know, these colors, and for those of you who have had experiences like Brian's or whatever your version is of it, the colors are always so much more radiant than anything we're accustomed to seeing, aren't they?
Yes, it's like the whole, it's so, how you say, vibrant, so vivid. It's just it just jumps out at you, the colors.
Isn't it wonderful?
That is so wonderful. And I was wondering, is this being trying to contact me? Or?
You bet. That being is with you all the time. That particular energy is with you, is yours, if you want to look at it that way.
Wow.
Now, my understanding is that there are sometimes many of us that have someone as high as that.
Mm-hmm.
He will be in charge of many of us. My other understanding, or some of my other understandings, are that they can be in more places than one at a time.
Yes.
So we're not, like, hoarding them to have them with us all the time.
Right.
You see? And this one is very much a part of your soul journey. He's trying to somehow connect you with the realms of consciousness to move you through the next few phases of your life. You have some resistance in your life.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, that makes
still
it a little
the fear
different.
Of just, yeah, that's kind of the fear of just totally letting go still.
Yeah.
But it's slowly, deteriorating.
And you can always pray. I mean, for me, praying is being very direct and clear.
Yeah.
Show me, you know, I just go, show me how to do this, and please, thank you for the next step is a really wonderful prayer.
Yeah, so focusing on that face, that image, just keep bringing it into my mind's eye, and that'll open up a direct communication with them.
Well, you know what's interesting about this guide, and this is true for a lot of people out there have already experienced some of this as well, is that very often that guide will be the statement that's made in your consciousness so that you really wake up to it. But that guide may not appear much more. You may start seeing other ones. Because it seems like once they break open the pictures, we want to hang on to them, but really they're breaking open a field of consciousness and you start moving through it. And sometimes you're moved through consciousness after consciousness in the form of guide after guide. This doesn't mean that this particular one is gone, but you may not see him again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You follow?
Yes.
And I don't pretend to understand it logically, except I gather that they work in such wonderful groupings.
Yes.
My guides call themselves a coalescence.
Mm-hmm.
And they say there's many, many, and it moves, it gets bigger and smaller and bigger and smaller. And it forms around what levels of growth and around the searching and learning that we're doing. And the affinity for us is really intense and extremely loving, and we don't need to hold on to them for that.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, and thank you. And the only other question I had real quick was, I wanted you to look real quick at that past lifetime. Did I ever exist in the time of Adam and Eve in the biblical days?
Well, you know, it's the funniest thing how they put this is that you were not Adam and Eve, either or.
Right.
But you were there at that time, but you had a very scholarly strength about you. Now, if we read the Bible literally, that would be impossible.
Yes.
However, they're saying that you lived simultaneously with that group.
Wow.
And I feel like you were a scholar. So you were one who was observing their... Now, I have nothing to corroborate this. This is a vision I'm being shown right now, okay?
Yes.
Now, we always have to take these things for and toss them in the hands right and left of our own mind and heart and see what you believe. But it looks like you were very much a participant in that you were kind of an observer and a teacher and a scholar and a learner, and you had many others with you. And that sounds so weird to me. But I would say by looking at this image that there were other... Oh, I bet you it was Atlantis or something.
Wow.
Because there was another civilization right near it.
It feels that... It's so weird, Veronica. It feels like the time... You know, there's so much missing from the Bible. But it seems like that the Adam and Eve days were tied in between Lemuria and Atlantis.
I think you're right.
And it just feels so strong.
But I feel like you were coming from probably Atlantis.
Yes.
And because you were coming from a civilization that was, I would, in quote, put doomed, you see, and observing this civilization, which was actually very primitive. How does that sound? Because you were not primitive.
Yes.
And they were.
So I came down from another, like a star system or planet?
I think you were from Atlantis.
Oh, okay, from Atlantis, I see.
And you see, and that's right from here. But yes, of course, you're from another star system, but at that point... I believe that you are from... Our souls have really been busy travelers, haven't they?
Yes. That's true.
But this is a beautiful, beautiful picture. This would make a terrific movie.
Wow.
Wouldn't it?
I wish maybe even the technology in the future, our mind can create just a dramatic movie. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Well, maybe you'll be the one to do it, Brian.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
I'll tell you something about you. Is you're going to launch such consciousness shifts over the next 10 years, it's going to knock your socks off.
Wow.
Yeah.
It feels that way. I feel this energy just pouring through me all the time. And it's becoming more as an integrated into my, I guess, physicality. I don't know. It's a part of me. It's been there, Veronica, so strongly ever since I was 3 or 4 years of age.
Uh-huh.
I felt this.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, as you grow and learn and make choices on the earth and, you know, do your work, you're actually expanding your frequencies so that your fields, so that you're able to embody the higher frequencies that are innate with you but maybe dormant in a way.
Yes.
So you will have talents and skills. They say that if we arrived back in time, say the 1700s, we would seem like amazing mythical beings, you know, with great powers, because our frequency is much faster.
Right.
And you're embodying a much higher frequency again.
Hmm.
So you're
going to teach, yes.
Isn't that exciting?
So exciting.
And your little one is going to do that too.
I'm keeping him very, not strict. I'm allowing him to have the freedom. He's in a great environment, but I'm trying to allow him to see things and not close his mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now parents will be like, you know, you didn't see that. There's no such thing. That's not me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just allow him to explore.
Well, I think with some, he's had a few health problems already, and I think some of his journey is clearing a lot of that out whilst he's very young.
Okay.
So that he can make the way. He's quite a seer when he's older. But let's not make, I try not to make big decisions for little teeny people, because they need to really choose their lives, you know?
That's so loving to hear that, Veronica.
Yeah.
You know, it warms my heart. And I thank you so much.
Well,
and
thank
also,
you.
I just want to say to the listeners out there, call in. This is a great program to open your mind.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
All right, and I hope you will call in. And we're going to start doing structures.
Yes.
I like to do the structures. So join us when you're off the phone, Brian.
I will. Then.
We'll do the structures together.
I will. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, Brian's a very good example of how the frequencies that we're able to hold are much higher than before, and they're going through the universe very fast. The Earth frequencies are rising. And, you know, I learned, 30 years ago when I first really got into this, that consciousness is rising in human beings, and every kind of human being. It doesn't matter whether you're right or left wing or heavy duty in the military or a flying nun. It doesn't matter. There are certain, it's rising in the species, and some people are just going to become much more conscious and much more loving than they might have been before. And we could say it's driven and carried by our energy or the energies that are coming through. A lot of it's our personal destiny, and it's also collective destiny. So let's start with the structures. How many of you are trying to manifest these days? Isn't it wonderful to be manifesting? Oh, and I also want to talk about my contest, what is it to open your heart? I'm having some wonderful, wonderful responses to opening your heart. So I'm going to read some of them today, and then next week I will announce the winner of a half-hour session with me. It is really, mostly the contest is about hearing from you and hearing some of your points of view on some really important issues, like what is it for us to open our heart? We're going to be doing this collectively as beings, but it's a bit of a trick to live on the planet and keep your heart open. We're going to talk about that too. So we're going to take a break here to do structures, and I'm hoping you're looking up the number to call in. I came into the corner here to do the radio show without the numbers, but I know they're on the opening page of BBS Radio. All right, so here's the structure. What I need you to do is relax. Oh, what a horrible job, eh? Take a few deep breaths. I always like to call in the presence of the beloved guides and angels. The name of the Christ being the name of consciousness for all of us. Good. And now imagine above your head a golden ball. And sometimes the gold looks a little bit white, as if there's platinum in it. Let it be what it is. Sometimes yours is going to change color. Let it be what it is, as long as it's radiant. About a mile and a half above your head sits the golden ball. And about 10 feet below the base of your spine, another one. Now draw a filament of hot white light from the upper golden ball through your spine to the lower golden ball. And feel that filament of light as it runs through your body. I get a real buzz. This is one way of really paying attention to how energy shifting can happen by choice. Now around your waist, a circle of golden balls about an 8-foot radius from the body. And from the upper golden ball, drop many, many filaments of pink light, radiant pink light, to the circle of balls around your waist. and then many, many filaments of pink light to the little ball, from the circle of balls around your waist to the little ball below your spine. And now you're in a double canopy, a structure. And my, it feels to me very sparkly. How does it feel to you? And now inside of that, with its edges touching the inside edges of the structure, a wonderful crystal ball, and you're sitting in the crystal ball. And inside that, you're in a double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing upwards and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. And inside that pyramid, have yourself just, or inside the tetrahedron, spin the tetrahedron, spin the tetrahedron, just spin it and spin it and spin it, and sometimes you'll feel dizzy, and that's great. And now as it's spinning, see in front of you a magical screen, a wonderful magical screen. And on that screen, I want you to set up some movies, some little movies that are actually representative of what you want to create in the world. Perhaps this one about how you feel about your self-esteem. Perhaps for your goals, your businesses, your creations. And remember to be in this feeling. Absolutely be in it, to feel it, smell it, see it. Just experience it with all your senses. Or the book you want to write. Or the house you want to build. Or the love you want to create. The healings. Joyful experiences. Make it fun. Reach for the sky, you have nothing to lose. And experience your visions. And when you're ready, drop back into center. On your own, you can do this for a long time if you want. Now, is your tetrahedron still spinning? And come back into center. That's a really, really empowering visualization to do. But you notice it's not just a visualization. It's very much an energization. You should be able to feel the energy of that which you created right there where you did it. Sometimes it feels like you can set that structure up in a second. You'll practice the shapes, the ball above and below, the filament of light, the circle around your waist, the canopy pointing up, the canopy pointing down, and all those radiant strings of light, the crystal ball and the double tetrahedron. You can set it up just like this. And when you do, say you're having a problem with someone, you're having a difficulty at work, the traffic is driving you crazy, your child is crying and crying, set up your structure and go right into it immediately and see something that you're preferring to create. When you do that, it's really amazing how fast things can begin to change in your life. I love to do the structures. I do them morning and evening, and I might take 5 minutes, I might take 20 minutes, it doesn't matter. But I find that things have really worked for me very swiftly since the guides told me how to do this. And sometimes they actually change the shape of the structure. For those of you who know a lot about sacred geometry, and you know that the tetrahedron is the basic building block of reality, you know that these are sacred geometric symbols. So, the other thing is that a lot of you know about bringing in the four directions, and I was taught about bringing in the seven directions, and that's a similar thing. When you call in the beings from these different directions, you're actually setting up a vibrational reality around you that helps you be a contributor in the day. It helps you go forward in a fairly protected and enhancing environment. So, what about love? Let's talk about love. Have you ever heard, call in, you people. I don't remember what the numbers are. But call in and ask a question about your life. I'd love to chat with you. It's a wonderful experience to talk to you, and we'll do some energy shifting whilst you're on the air. So now, one of the questions I ask is, many, many people are told these days, or we're always being told, open the heart, open the heart, open your heart. And sometimes at the beginning of a session with people, and I look in at the beginning of a session to see where the guides and the energy are interacting and what needs to be cleared before we can get going. And sometimes for people lately, they've said, open your heart, now open your heart. And so many people, I'll be with you in just a moment. I'm really grateful you're calling. It makes my life very fascinating. So many people will say, I always have my heart open, but you know what? I doubt it, because it's really not an easy job. That's why I wanted to get you to write in what you think about it, and we're going to choose a winner. So, but first of all, we've got a caller. Welcome, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hi.
What's your name?
My name is Gladys. I'm living in Barcelona.
Oh.
Spain.
Great. You're in Barcelona?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
Wonderful. Welcome across the Atlantic Ocean.
Correct.
Do you have a question?
Yes. What's the meaning of the tetrahedron? Because I have been given exactly that same image that you just gave about 3 years ago in a wonderful imagining.
You mean the structure?
Then, I thought it was wrong because all the pyramids have four sides instead of three. And you are the first one that I can hear that also imagine a pyramid of three sides. In other words, a four-sided object. And I wonder why the triangle. Because
the triangle is the most okay. The triangle is the most powerful foundational structure, isn't it? It's just got a different... And the other thing you can look at is the energy flows. There's not as many corners. The angles, the way energy goes at the angles of a three-sided pyramid as opposed to a four-sided pyramid is very different, isn't it? And I'm not scientific enough to be able to say the angles at such and such a degree create this flow of energy, but that's true. That's what it is, you see? And I was just taught you do the three-sided pyramid for the double tetrahedron, and I really don't understand why, so. Are you a sacred geometric student?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said, do you study sacred geometry?
No. No, I just... it just came to me, and I don't know anything about anything. No.
I think...
It's difficult for me.
Yeah.
Just tell me anything.
Does that answer your question at all?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Do you have another question?
Yes. Is anything that you feel that might help me to unblock whatever I need to unblock to actually keep going a little bit faster?
You've got a beautiful light. You know that. Are you in a partnership? Because I see a male influence that's holding you down a little bit. Is that your dad, or are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah. The male partnership that you said is slowing me down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And it's your husband?
Yes.
When one of the good things about energy is, here's a little exercise, because see what happens is we absorb each other's energy, and where he's restricting himself and holding his reality a certain way, you're empathizing with it, and it's holding you back a little bit. Not back, it's just holding you in place. And the guides, as soon as you ask the question, the guides want to shift. We'll do this right now. We're going to shift your energy, and I'm going to ask everybody at home to join us in doing this for themselves. If you call up, just wrap yourself in light so we don't all pick each other up. And wrap yourself in light, and then we're going to call up all the energy that comes from our significant other in our body mind. And what happens when you call that up? Does your body get tense or stiff, or does it pulse, or does your energy move?
sleep.
Is anything happening at all?
Not that I can, but I know it's happening. I can feel it.
Okay, so
everybody else is sleeping.
Yes, just to make this a little simpler, because we're on the radio live, the recommendation is you call up the person over and over in your body and feel where their energy is in your body, and just pay attention to where it is. It's in your chest and in your back and in your ears and in your legs. You just keep exaggerating it, and then ask for help from your guides and angels and command total release of it now and swish yourself out with light. And if you do that regularly for a while, you'll stop running his energy, and you'll start to clear up, and you'll pick up speed yourself, because you'll be more authentic, if you understand what I mean. You're very empathic. Do you know that?
Yes.
And it's nice to be empathic, but we need to get rid of somebody else's energy long enough to know who we are. You understand that part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think he's a horrible man or anything.
I'm sorry, you don't think what?
I don't think he's a bad... I don't think he's a bad person or anything.
No, I know he's not.
I just feel like the way... The way you believe in him, the way you hold his authority in your mind, retards your own authentic growth. You understand that? So you don't have to get rid of him. You get rid of the energy that's in there, and you'll start to free yourself up, and you'll start to feel different kinds of clarity.
Exactly. It is my responsibility.
Yeah,
it's
always
responsibility.
Yeah.
Yes, I know it is always.
Yeah.
Yes. But I completely understand that.
And do you like him?
I'm sorry?
Do you like him?
If I like him?
Yeah.
It's a very ambiguous definition of liking. I've been with me for 30 years, so.
Oh, my. So you're kind of, I'll tell you this about you, my dear. You're very spiritual, and you've tended to keep it in yourself. Is that right? It looks like you tend to take it inside and work with it yourself. And you really need to clear. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So you have an introverted kind of spiritual life, right?
Yes.
Okay. What are your favorite books lately?
My favorite what?
Books. Do you read spiritual books?
Oh, yes. Most of the times I communicate directly.
Oh, good.
I do read a lot of things.
And so you're also a channel?
I think they're all. I don't know. I don't think it makes sense to label myself, but I think we all have the same power.
Okay. And
open or we don't open.
You are very
inspired or no?
Oh, okay. You have the potential to move very swiftly from now on. Do you know that?
Yes.
To open more and to be more, I guess the word radiant comes to mind, because that's what I'm always talking about. You have the opportunity coming up to sort of present your spiritual truth in a different way. It's like you're going to change so much between now and next year. You won't even know who you are. And that's what you're praying for, I believe.
Yes.
It looks like you want to come out of whatever, I don't know what it is you want to come out of, but I would say it's the social programming. And you want to be more in truth with you and in harmony with your purpose and your light. You have a beautiful light. And they show you're going to expand and expand and expand over the next year. You're going to surprise yourself.
When you talk, it's like me talking. So.
Oh, wonderful. I think that's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing for me.
Oh.
It's amazing. I really admire how you develop your abilities.
Thank you. Well, I admire your spirit is beautiful and your soul is beautiful. And if you can just clear him away regularly, it'll be easier for you to unfold. It doesn't mean you have to leave him. It just means you've got to take the lid off, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And you really have nothing to be afraid of, actually. You've gone through the hardest parts, haven't you?
I have the problem listening to you. What did you say lastly?
I just said you have gone through the hardest parts. It's getting easier and easier for you now to start to separate and go forward in your own light.
Right.
Anyway,
I had my doubts because the blockage is actually impacting my physical body, I wouldn't say my health necessarily, but my physical sensations. And so I had the intuition that this was part of what I was not allowing for myself.
So are you getting stiffness and numbness?
Yeah, different pains and fears and stuff like that. And I know that all that is coming from...
Well, it's interesting to me because it's like we're very empathic as a species. So it's not just you and your husband, but many, many people all run each other's energy, and it keeps us going slowly. Most of the trick is separating ourselves, and your body stuff is really just other people's energy that you're holding on to. And it's, to me, it looks like you're cocooned. You're held inside of a kind of cocoon, and your really authentic self is just a character. She wants to play and be spiritual and be kind of bizarre and funny, but this cocoon gets tighter. And I believe if you keep clearing other people's energy, most specifically your partner, your husband, you'll start to free yourself from this reaction. It's like you're curling up away from the pressure of his energy. Does that make sense to you?
Completely. Completely.
Well, I really appreciate
that.
What's that?
Yes, and I hope that he can improve his life too with my opening.
Oh, he will be wonderful with it. It's very exciting, your opening.
Okay.
But you have to be the upper hand. You have to be the strong one, and you have to go for it. And because your life is...
Yes.
It's not that your life is meaningless without it, but I feel like it's so much a part of your destiny that you would be just heartbroken if you sacrificed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, send me an email if you feel like it. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay.
That's all right. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you for your
call.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was nice because I always intend that we have international callers, and that was our first one from Barcelona, wasn't it? And the other interesting thing is her conversation about we all want to love and be in partnership and love our families, but I'll tell you what, the people that you love the most or live with the most or react to the most, you gotta clear them because we run each other's frequencies, we run each other's energies, and we're acting out of other people's way of being. It's not even our own. And in our partner's case, the person that you absolutely love, turn and look at him with love in your eyes, look at her with love in your eyes, and inside, clear their energy, clear their energy, clear their energy, because we run everybody else's fields. And here we are trying to authenticate and ascend and shift out of the mass consciousness, and it starts at home. And very often, the other person will be very much lightened as well, enlightened. So it's really fun to play with this stuff. You can be little guerrilla tactics of just clearing people's energy when they don't know it and watching everybody uplift. So we have another caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, is this Veronica?
This sure is.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
You can't hear me very well?
No.
But
that's okay.
Okay.
I'm with you.
What's your name?
My name is Jocelyn, and I'm calling from Ontario.
Great. Oh, Jocelyn, I believe that you're the one with the Creole Monday.
I'm one of them.
Wonderful.
I'm one of the tribe, yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I've been listening to the stories about your structures tonight and trying to get surrounded by some of the positive energy. And for me, I'm feeling, I feel that from within, but I'm feeling like there is a black cloud preventing me from going where I need to go.
When did that start, Jocelyn?
I'm sorry?
When did that start?
Oh, boy. Yeah, off and on over the years, it just keeps getting more powerful every year.
Okay, so I'm looking at brain chemistry here. It looks like two things. One is you, and I hope you can hear me, but you have a soul journey where you have to prove something to yourself. And that means you have to kind of move into some kind of self-empowerment in your 50s. And it's just sitting right in your soul journey. And I'm looking at your brain chemistry saying, you know, your brain chemistry is really, I think your mom must have been very depressed when you were in the womb, is that right?
Oh, extraordinarily so.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you what, you've taken on two things. Is you have a slow, I would say temporal low brain chemistry situation. I would use a lot of GABA. You could try some 5-HTP for serotonin output in the occipital lobe. Or better still, read Eric Braverman's book, The Edge Effect, and test yourself. He teaches about taking amino acids to lift some of that. But you also have some of your mother's depression sitting in there like an entity or a cloud. And I want to say you can get rid of that, but that's a big job. Because you took it on, I don't know if it's cellular or in the womb or both, but you took it on really early. And I see you coming out of it, but how old are you now?
51.
Oh, good. Because I see you coming out of it over the next couple of years. And it seems like
hallelujah.
It's a practice. It seems like it's something.
It's like it's following me.
Well, it is a thing. It's like an entity, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And just looking to see if there's anything the guides would have to say. So let's all wrap yourself in light, everyone. Let's see if we can move something, okay?
Okay.
To put my tea down here, because usually when I do these things, I'm waving my arms around. So let's wrap ourselves in light, everyone, because we can take each other's energies on, and that's the last thing we want to do because we're trying to authenticate here. And then we're going to call in the highest frequencies. We're asking our guides and angels to work with us here, and then we're going to send light up through. You can send it through anyone you like, but I think a lot of us are going to send it up through Jocelyn's body. And we're going to, I don't know if you can feel that, but to me, there's energy running up through your body, through your torso.
Yes,
you have a lot of body pain, do you?
Yes.
Yeah. We're sending it up through the perineal area, which is at the bottom of the torso. We're sending it up, and we're pushing it through that pain that you have in your sacrum and your...
Right.
Are your ears also sore?
I'm sorry?
Are your ears also sore?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And we're sending it all the way up through. And here's what I'm going to do. Here's what the guide shows that we're going to grab hold of this kind of funny cloud. We're sending vibrations up through your body, and then we're going to get hold of this funny cloud. up by your head, and we're going to radiate it with golden light. And I'm asking what it needs. Yes. What did you owe your mother? What's your first thought?
When did I own her?
What did you owe her?
Oh, I feel like I owe her everything.
Something in the soul before you were born. It was like you were paying back something. I don't normally see this way, but that's what the guides are saying, that you feel deep in your soul journey that you owe her.
Yes.
Okay.
I have always felt that way.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a soul, it's a product of soul to soul, okay?
Yes.
And the guides are saying this, that in reality, you don't owe her that way. You really owe each other unhooking it so that you're both free. You understand?
Right.
You don't even have to know what it is. It's just like this funny cloud. It's like your way of carrying a penalty so that you know. It's, in the old days, you used to wear a hair shirt, right?
Yes.
And instead of that, you're going around with this weight that comes from your mother. And you know, is she on the other side?
Is she in a...
Is she alive, your mom?
Yes. Yes.
Well, honey, I don't think she wants you to carry this for her anymore. I feel like she would be happier if it got pulled apart, that you didn't have to do this.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
And I feel like that you're being guided at this point to, we probably wouldn't be able to do it all on the air here, but in any case, you're being guided at this point to take a look at that and realize that you're living a life of owing your mom. And in truth, you don't owe her that way. You owe unhooking each other. She needs you to unhook her, and you need her to unhook you. And I think you could do that quite well. It, just try to remember, when you feel like I owe her, say, no, I owe her the unhooking, so we're both free to expand. I hope you could hear that part of it.
Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you. It's...
Do you feel a little bit of energy? Because I think we gave you quite a bit of energy.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's quite overwhelming, actually.
I hope it's a good overwhelm.
Yes. Yes, it's those tears of joy and finally releasing this.
Well, bless your heart, and I'm sending you much love, and I'll have to release this call for now, so please email me and we can finish whatever.
I would very much like to do that. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Jocelyn.
All right, Veronica. Thanks again.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And now I want us to do a very quick thing on the heart because it's we only got 2 minutes left. My goodness, it's been an interesting show for me, and I really appreciate very deep and honest and forthright calls that are all about your evolution. How exciting for me. What a privilege I have to be here with you. Now, the thing about love that's very interesting is I was reading on the web, I was flipping through a bunch of different things on love, and here was something here about agape is not an emotion such as you normally think of love. It's rather a state of being that is a key to the universe. It's the condition of existing within the golden mean vibration. When you literally become a golden mean vibration, your entire physical and etheric bodies are vibrating the exact rhythm and the proper frequency for creating what you might know as heaven on earth. And I know there's a caller. I'm just going to finish a few thoughts. And jumping around a little, and an eagle is just landing in front of me, which is very perfect. Eagles are the sign of healing, for those of you who don't know. The phoenix who rises after the fire. Last night I was watching a little bit of TV and Christine Northrup was on talking about menopause. And my guides have always said about menopause and puberty that the best thing about them is that you can't maintain your programming. Everything gets disrupted. And we don't like it because we're confused by it. But guess what? It's good to disrupt your programming. Okay, and then she said it's interesting from menopause on to be healthy, to be well. People have to learn, and this is scientifically proven, people have to learn a lot, women have to learn a lot about loving and learning to love and learning to love and learning to love, which means, of course, forgiveness. No, we've been working on energies, and there's energies of love and anger and grief and sadness and betrayal and attachment and all of these different things that we associate with love. But really, when you get down to it deeper, the real love that comes up in us and sustains itself is because of a deeper integration of experience and a choice to be such a deep level we probably can't even decide it on a daily basis, but to be radiating a really strong, loving environment all around us all the time. And there are a lot of saints that will do that. I don't think I can master that yet. But it's what I'd really like to do. And now I'd like to read a couple of these entries. We've had some really lovely, lovely entries. I have so much more to say, but I'm going to read a few entries instead. Open heart means, okay, and so I was just talking about a radiance that comes from a deep cellular integration of experience that you can hold a higher frequency of love over and over again. And that is such a tool for healing, not just yourself, but everybody around you and the planet, ultimately, and the consciousness of beings. So here's one from a wonderful woman I used to know many years ago. To me, an open heart means attentiveness to everything inside and outside of self. It means a giving, loving, caring, sharing, unselfish, compassionate, joy-filled heart that shows in everything one says and does. It means being available to the sunshine and shadows of life. It means trusting God and the universe to be faithful to the law no matter what. None of this can be accomplished if the heart does not trust. Not trusting the process of life can be very subtle. And the minute, the second, the instant one loses that trust, the heart closes. Therefore, to be diligent to the workings of the heart are what keeps it open. I kind of like that. I noticed that I can have a very open heart, but I remember one woman coming up, and I could see her. She was really overbearing, and I was talking about keeping the heart open. And she sort of said to me, well, I'll test you. And she leaned toward me and grabbed me and hugged me, and my heart snapped shut. And she said, see, I told you. So actually, that's a good teaching tool, isn't it? You know, it's pretty hard for us to keep our hearts open in the face of something that would evoke our defenses. That's just a good example of how I have to practice being able to flip it open no matter what. Oh, here's a wonderful one. I feel that to open one's heart, one must look within oneself. I feel that it's not something we search for outside of ourselves, but something we remember from within our soul. When we open our hearts, we feel the peace and joy radiating from within our beingness and move into a state of observing less without judgment. It's not the memory of the past or the anticipation of the future, but just expressing oneself. I guess I won't read any more, but I'm going to put them on my website because some of them are really good. I have a very funny one. Somebody wrote me one that was basically, I guess I don't have time. I have a caller, but one of them, somebody wrote me that she'd had a dream. I'll read it next week. It's really funny. And at the very end of her dream, she says, and I think that's what it means to be loving. So I thought that was a very interesting approach. Now we have a caller. Welcome. It's almost the end of the show, so you're in the nick of time. Hello. Hi, this is Veronica Entwistle. I guess I've gone over time. My clock is wrong. I'll see as many of you as I can on Thursday evening at 8 o'clock with Jackie Salvitti. We're still working on the shadow and love and so on, and I'll talk to you about who wins the contest next week. Much love to you. Practice opening your hearts. It'll give us all strength. See you next week.